An Olympic gold medalist has admitted to using steroids.
Jones is just cruising. She's making it look very easy, probably the largest margin in history or very close to it.
Talking about track star Marion Jones at the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia, Jones has admitted to taking steroids prior to winning five medals at those games, including three golds. The Washington Post, citing a letter to family and friends, reports Jones intends to plead guilty today to two counts of lying to federal agents about her drug use and in an unrelated case for accepting a fraudulent check. She faces up to 6 months in jail.
Jones writes in the letter, quote, "I am sorry for disappointing you all in so many ways." She reportedly said she thought she was taking a nutritional supplement that was actually a steroid that we've all come to know as the Clear, something Barry Bonds is alleged to have used. Jones admits she should have been more suspicious since the coach who gave the Clear to her, Trevor Graham, told her not to tell anyone else about it.
Now, this all does relate back to Balco, that steroid lab whose founder Victor Conte pleaded guilty to steroid distribution in 2005. He says Jones knowingly used steroids that he supplies and that he saw her inject them himself. Now, Conte is the same person who allegedly supplied steroids to Barry Bonds.
This plea marks a big reversal for Jones. She had denied steroid use for years. Here's how NPR's sports correspondent Tom Goldman reacted when he heard the news.
The first thing I thought of when I heard the news today was all the time she passionately defended herself in public. Once she indignantly called for a public hearing so everyone could hear and see that she was innocent of doping allegations. One time we in the media got an urgent message from her high-profile PR team. This was in 2004 when the drug rumors were swirling around, saying there would be a major announcement from Jones. Now, we thought she was going to reveal something, come clean perhaps, but she announced that she had passed a lie detector test administered in her lawyer's office, which proved that she was innocent of any doping allegations and that the matter should be over.
Now, the current plea could mean Jones will lose her Olympic medal. The decision is up to the International Olympic Committee. A spokesman for the U.S. Olympic Committee, which could demand that Jones return her medals but could not actually strip them, said, quote, "Doping is cheating and our position is unequivocal. It will absolutely not be tolerated," end quote.
That is today's BPP Big Story. Now here's Rachel Martin with the news.